This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
How much is that investigation costing us? Boy, we find out that it's $17 million. That's not a shock. I've said that it was going to be a pretty pricey tag on this. And then ultimately, what are we going to see that's going to happen, I guess? And then we have some interesting comings and goings in the world of politics, that's for sure. And we're going to dive into that as well. I hope you're all doing well. This is Kate Delaney, of course, here on America Tonight. Joining us at the top, Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News. Bob, how are you?
Well, I'm good. $17 million, you say, for the for it?
$17 million.
Well, Kate,
yeah, that's what the Justice Department just released.
$3 million on me. I mean, I'm not even the president, you know.
And that was a few years ago, yes. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
With
yeah.
Inflation, I'm hitting six, you know.
I love that with inflation. So here's the bottom line. This is what I want to know. $17 million is a big number, but is it worth it? That's the key. Is it worth it? And will Mueller come up with anything that he can attach to the president? I don't think it's going to attach to the president, but certainly there are other people, I think, that are going to take a fall.
And you're right. There's two points here. Number one, Mueller will, and this is my prediction, will absolutely never indict the president. He will not do it. Now, he's going to say all kinds of things. I don't think that leads anywhere. There might be some people, well, there's going to be some people that are going to fall around the president, for, you know, plea deals or indictments. That's going to happen. Here's the other sad part, I believe. Forget for a second, you know, is it collusion number nine, number two level, what collusion? We're never going to find out about Russian interference in the election. That issue's lost beyond Trump, you know, Russian interference. You know, deep digging into the ads. What else did they do? That's kind of fallen by the wayside, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's absolutely off the map. It's so interesting because you got the former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. He's indicted in two separate federal districts. He's got a trial in July that's coming up on this charge of fraudulently dumping millions of dollars in income from his work in the Ukraine into those foreign bank accounts, which he, of course, didn't reveal to the IRS. I think that's what turned over for Manafort. He's pled not guilty with that. I think there they may nail him for that, depending on the money trail, of course. And, then you had Rick Gates, who pled guilty in February to conspiracy and lying to the FBI, but he's cooperating, so we'll see where that ends up for him. And, of course, the one that I'm interested about is Michael Flynn. What's going to happen with Flynn? Because, of course, he agreed to cooperate, too. So he pled guilty last year to lying to the FBI with that whole, the contact with the Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak. So that is just an interesting band of brothers, isn't it?
Well, it is. Flynn had a vested interest. They were going to nail his son, and they have let his son go. That was Flynn's angle, you know, take him and, you know, spare his son. That's a well-known fact around D.C. With Manafort, it's interesting because Judge Ellis, of course, chewed out Mueller's people in court and said, I know what you're doing, you're squeezing him. That still probably won't, you know, get him out of bank fraud, but it's sort of like Webb Hubble. You know Webb Hubble, of course. The investigation of Whitewater, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and it ended up they went back 25 years before and said, Webb, you did some improper billing in the Rose Law Firm, and Webb did some federal time, which had nothing to do, you know, with the actual Whitewater incident. So this happens. It's a secondary thing, and they've discovered this with Manafort. I would think, Kate, that Manafort's and Flynn, of course, Flynn's done a deal, but I would think Manafort is in, you know, a particular problem on this thing with the bank fraud.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too. Absolutely. Hey, one of your old pals, and you talked about him in Sideswipe, your book. The former Speaker John Boehner made a bunch of noise the last day or two. Really, he did on Thursday, where he started to go after the Republicans. He says there is no Republican Party. There is a Trump Party. And he said that even though he has a close relationship with President Trump while he was still Speaker, he never expected him to win the election. So is he getting ready to sell a book? What's going on with that?
Well, you know, look, John Boehner, I've known him 32 years, and Rob Blagojevich, you might get pardoned, you know, he was accused of selling the seat. And in my book, as I described, John Boehner said to me, get out of the seat and I'll give you a salary equal to what you're getting with the job, and I'll pay your legal defense fund. Kind of selling in reverse, telling somebody to get out of office. And I've argued that, and, you know, and I know, you know, he hasn't been happy with me. I didn't wish him any ill will, but he, let's face it, he failed as Speaker. He had to leave. That, you know, kind of rarely happens. And he's got some bitterness to him. And as far as Trump, you know, I think the fact that Boehner didn't think he was going to win just shows how out of touch John Boehner was, because people on the top of the know of the system kind of read the tea leaves and knew some things were changing. So, you know, I don't wish John Boehner any ill will, but, you know, he's out of the system. He was forced out. And so he's not going to be very happy at this point in time.
I like how you said he's not going to be happy. I agree with you. He's not going to be happy. Hey, speaking of not being happy, I was really kind of hoping this Pyongyang thing would go down. Of course, it was going to not be held there. They were talking about Singapore. But President Trump now is downplaying the chances of getting this whole North Korea thing to happen, and he's downplaying the chances of getting North Korea to abandon nuclear arms. There's a delegation from Pyongyang that's headed to meet him carrying a letter from Kim Jong-un, and of course they're proposing that this suggested summit will be back on. Do you think this is going to happen?
I still think, Kate, that it's going to happen. Look, you have the head ex-spy, who's the highest level person who's been here in the last 18 years, and he had dinner in Manhattan with Pompeo, our ex-spy chief, you know, with the CIA. I don't think you fly somebody all the way over there and have this high-profile dinner with pictures unless something was going down, I would think. I still think it's going to happen. I don't understand Trump's art of the deal. You know, it's on, it's off, it's on, it's off. But I think it's went too far, and something, I believe, can, you know, salvage it. So I'm still going to place a bet that they're going to have it. If not June 12th, July 12th.
All right. We'll see if they have that, and it'll be interesting. I would love to be a fly on the wall to hear any of those private conversations
me
for
too.
Sure. Yeah, that stuff will be good. All right, you have a good one, Bob. Thanks so much.
You do. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so to me, the most interesting thing is, you know, the fact that this summit, he believes, like Bob said, that it's going to take place, and then what comes out of it, do we see that North Korea just kind of smashes its nuclear ambitions, which would be Kim Jong-un, and really, would we ever see a united Korea? That is a very tall task, my friends, very tall. And we, of course, have our own vested interest in it. We have soldiers, we have time, money, blood, everything invested in that Korean peninsula. People forget you got to go back to the 50s for that. All right, stay with us. Coming up next on the flip side, as always here on America Tonight, as we continue to roll, we've got the mailbag next on ATN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Yeah, let's go to that mailbag, baby. We're headed there now. Thanks to all of you, you and that guy in the back and then that woman on the side who was sitting next to me on the bus. Appreciate all those emails. You can send me your thoughts at americatonightradio.com. If you get stuck there, go to invadethemancave.com. My gosh, I have so many websites, it's ridiculous. How many websites can one radio celebrity slash entrepreneur have? The answer is limitless. It's like an infinity pool. So let's dive into it deep, deep, deep. This one is from Sean, who says, Kate, I know you like that whole world record-breaking kind of thing. Did you see the Snoop Dogg deal that he broke the Guinness World Record for largest gin and juice? You know, it's funny you say that because that was a big, huge story. So, of course I saw it. Sean, of course I did. Here's what he did. He sipped on this gin and juice drink that would take, really, probably 3 basketball teams to finish. And it was 132 gallons. It was 132 gallons. It was out at, Napa Valley Music Festival in Napa, California. So they had a bunch of people there to verify it. And the Guinness World Records peeps were on hand to certify it. 550-liter cocktail. So I just want you to hear what was in this drink. You ready for this? I mean, how, if 550 liters, think about what would be in that. So the drink had 180 bottles of gin, 154 bottles of apricot brandy, and 38 jugs of orange juice. That is crazy, isn't it? And then, of course, there was a giant pink umbrella, a big straw, and that was it. That was the biggest drink, the largest drink. And, it's crazy. So he was sipping on it as only Snoop Dogg can do, right? And a few of his pals along the way. It was kind of cool looking, I have to admit. So whatever search engine you use, if you put in Snoop Dogg, Guinness World Records. You know what I'm saying. It'll come up for you. How about that? All right, this one is from Fran, and Fran says, finally, they get the bad guys. Kate, I could use stronger language, but I know you try to keep it clean. How do you feel about the priests and pedophilia? I know that it makes you furious, like it does myself. Did you see what happened in St. Paul and the archdiocese there, what they ultimately settled for? Yeah, you know, they're, of course, this is abhorrent, sick, terrible, awful. We know that one of the biggest cover-ups in history when it comes to sexual offenders. Shame on the Catholic Church for the people who were involved in the cover-ups anyway, because it was serious abuse. The Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis say they agreed to pay a $210 million settlement to 450 victims altogether of the sexual abuse that went on there. It's one of the biggest ones so far over the whole priest abuse scandal, and a federal judge is going to approve it, they say, bada bing, you know, it's done. I mean, listen, the church is trying to make up for it, and they have, and I know people in the St. Paul, Minneapolis area, they have done a lot to really move this forward. But when you see the victims, oh, it just makes you so bloody sad. It just does. They were little boys. They were just children. And, you know, this was abuse at the worst level, someone of power, etc. And the money can do whatever the money can do, but it can never take away the pain that caused in so many years of that. I mean, the years, these people are grown adults from, you know, that are in their 40s, 50s, etc. But at least there's a settlement there. That's what I would say. You know, 18 dioceses and religious orders have filed for bankruptcy protection because of this huge crisis in the Catholic Church. It's really that bad. Like I said, the good news is they're getting the bad guys, right? Getting the bad guys. So that's good. And thank goodness for those victims that at least there's some restitution. So how about that? Let's put it that way. I love how this group just kind of ping and pong all over the place. And I got a bunch of emails about Roseanne. Here's one from Samantha who says, Kate, I listen to you all the time. I hear you with a big shout out to Portland. I love the deal with your nephew talking about his spring break. I thought that was fun to hear him say what he liked about Portland, some of the really different kinds of things, including Mount Hood. I've lived here my whole life. So this whole Roseanne Barr controversy, do you think she is sorry for what happened? Or do you think she is just going to just move on and doesn't really feel that sorry about what happened and will move on to something else while the rest of that cast and crew gets stung by the bitterness of her racist tweet? Boy, I can't be inside her head. I know that she wanted to make the apology. She begged them not to cancel the show. She said she was willing to do whatever to make it right. But, I mean, you can't make it right. Because once that tweet was out, it was just cut too thick. And ABC knew it was disastrous for them, so they said no. And you saying it was, you know, early in the morning and it was an ambient tweeting thing, it was Memorial Day and all that stuff, I wish she hadn't done it, I wish I hadn't done it, all that stuff, you know, of course the tweet's removed now, but it's too late. So here's the thing, which was then mentioned by Samantha in her email. You've got, so you have two things working here. One, you know, you have Valerie Jarrett saying, oh, it's a teachable moment, and she said that, and good for her the way she handled it, I think, but because she was on TV and people asked her and that was it. And ABC, they had to handle it. And then, of course, the other actors talked about it. And it's too bad because, you know what, this show had a chance to be that show that had the conservative point of view and the Democratic, a.k.a. liberal point of view, whatever. And almost like an Archie Bunker-ish show that I think would have definitely survived and probably thrived for who knows how many years. But because of what happened with Roseanne, everybody gets thrown under the bus. So all those people are out of work and that's it. And there's just no way, you know, there's just no way they're going to take it back, of course. And, you know, that's it. That's what the deal is. If they're her employer and they saw that and that was that and poof, it's gone. So John Goodman, anyone else involved in the show, they're all out. That show is now done. All right, here's another one. And like I said, so interesting the kind of emails I got, so I wanted to dive into them. This one is from Mac. Kate, I've emailed you in the past. You probably remember me. I live in Florida, and I haven't emailed you in a while, but I've been listening to the show, and I know you talk a lot about what goes on in the financial world. Do you think some brick-and-mortar stores are bound to keep failing? I just noticed that Sears is closing 63 stores. Seems like some of the older stores are really taking a belly flop right now. Well, here's the thing. Amazon is crushing so many of those brick-and-mortar places. You know, I go to the Target near me, and it's like a ghost town. It reminds me of my mom. My mom passed away like 5 years ago, and she used to always say, "Let's go to Target." And I don't know, there's something that feels right about me going to Target. But when I go into Target, I mean, I could probably put on a Broadway play. There's no one at the Target near me, meaning I could just jam a bunch of people in there. And I noticed that Sears and Kmart are closing stores. So 63 stores, yes. Mentioning that, of course, in the email, you mentioned it. I know that, too. And there's a Sears, I think, near me that closed. And they're struggling, some of these stores, because people aren't going to them. People are getting cheaper deals on Amazon, getting it mailed directly to them, getting it for free delivery or hardly any, or, you know, shipping costs are low. And that's what the deal is. A lot of people with a click of the button are getting what they need, and that's what they're doing. Boom, click here. Boom, click here. I don't have to mess with, I don't have to mess with going to the store. I don't want to. I'm saving time. I'm doing whatever. You know, that whole idea of running out and going to the store thing is out the window. I even notice at my local grocery store, they have deliveries. They're just delivering food because they're trying to compete with Amazon. So we'll just deliver food to the neighborhood. Jeff Bezos has really changed commerce, and I think he's going to continue to do that. All right. Thanks for the emails. Keep them coming. Next, invade the man cave on ATN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Many legal experts say it's probably not a good idea for President Trump to appear before the grand jury in the Russia probe, and one member of his legal team says they'll go to court to block any effort to subpoena him. The question most experts are asking is, can a president pardon himself in a criminal case? Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani on the president and the Constitution.
Has no intention of pardoning himself, but doesn't say he can't.
Even if he can, should he do it? Congressman Kevin McCarthy is the House Republican Majority Leader.
The president has never said he'd pardon himself. I don't know where the president would go forward pardoning himself, but I don't think a president should pardon himself.
And if he did, says Giuliani,
it would lead to probably an immediate impeachment.
Giuliani on both NBC and ABC, Congressman McCarthy on CNN State of the Union. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
And you were watching on one of your big screen TVs, or perhaps you have a small screen TV, and you were watching Game 1 of the NBA Finals between the Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors, and you're a Cavaliers fan. You were upset. J.R. Smith blowing the chance to win in regulation. What was he thinking? A very bizarre finish to this first game. A game, by the way, where LeBron James made a little history, 51 points. That's rarefied air, 51 points. But a mental mistake by J.R. Smith cost Cleveland perhaps the win because they were on the verge of perhaps winning it with a shot. So here's what happened. Steph Curry had a 38-footer to beat the first half buzzer. Poof! It was awesome. I was watching this game, by the way, as I was in our green room getting ready for the show. And then there's a lot of back and forth and whatnot. And the second quarter, or the third quarter, was kind of a little of this and a little of that from both sides. LeBron James made 13 of his first 16 shots, running up 36 points by the midway point of the third quarter. And they really held off Golden State, where normally they start to click up in that third quarter. So there were some really bizarre things that happened. But the biggest thing that happened was that with 5 minutes, the back and forth with the final 5 minutes, ended up with the Cavaliers guard, George Hill, at the free throw line with 4.7 seconds remaining and a chance to win the game. He had his first attempt to tie the score. He missed his second. So J.R. Smith recovered the rebound. But instead of firing up a shot, boom, shot, which they could have made, would have given Cleveland the lead. And they were a 13-point underdog, by the way. They would have gotten an unlikely road win, but he, for some reason, ran to the perimeter, thinking the Cavaliers held the lead, waited for a foul that didn't come, because, of course, they didn't hold the lead. And then by the time he realized his mistake and passed, the clock ran out before Hill, George Hill, who had the ball then, who he dished it to, could get up a shot. Oh, boy. And isn't that the worst? So you're playing with a guy like LeBron James, the master blaster, the man who could go down as one of the greatest. He will go down as one of the greatest in history. Where? Who knows? Rank him with other players. But regardless, oh, my gosh, the fact that he could have just lifted that up, LeBron was not happy. The interesting thing is, like I said, LeBron had 51 points. It's the most he's ever scored in 46 career final games. 46 career final games. And then at the end, there was some trash talking between Steph Curry and LeBron James. Who knows if that carries over to the next game? It probably will, which will be on Sunday. And there was 2.6 seconds left. Tristan Thompson was ejected over an aggressive kind of contest on a meaningless Sean Livingston shot. He got a flagrant foul, so it got a little hot at the end, let's put it that way. So, if you were a Cavalier fan, you were bummed because they were this big underdog, and J.R. Smith had the chance to hoist it up and didn't realize where they were. Always know where you are. We've seen this before in the heat of the battle. So Golden State wins this in overtime, 124-114, because they were never, the Cavaliers were never really in it in the overtime at all, except for in the first minute or so. And then it swung in a way different direction. On the ice, they're in the playoffs as well. And what's interesting about the Golden Knights and the Capitals is they're making it quite a Stanley Cup chase. They're now tied at one apiece. One apiece. And this is coming off of the last game on Wednesday, where the Capitals beat the Golden Knights 3-2. Alex Ovechkin help them do that to even the series. The pressure's on him, I think, the rifle man, because the way he shoots that puck is unbelievable. And Marc-Andre Fleury on the other side has most of the pressure, the netminder for the Golden Knights. So things will resume in this series on Saturday night. Puck drops at 8 o'clock, only this time the series shifts to Washington. So all those fans who waited for a very, very long time to see their Capitals get to the Stanley Cup Finals and try to close the deal are now waiting with bated breath, and they'll get a chance if they have a ton of money, because those tickets cost a fortune, to actually see them. So how's that? That's what it's going to be like. All right. In the meantime, the interesting notes that are coming out, I call them off-the-grid notes that are coming out of the NFL, are kind of goes like this. I was reading this story about the fan who punched the police horse, the fan accused of punching the police horse. A Philadelphia Eagles fan who was accused of that. The horse and the mounted police officer before the NFC Championship game is suing the team. He says, "I didn't strike the horse." He says he was beaten for no reason. In fact, the paper of record, the Philadelphia Inquirer, reported the lawsuit Andrew Tornetta filed and alleges assault and battery by the cops and is seeking damages in excess of $50,000. The 20-year-old says as a result of the beating, his false arrest and demonization in the media, he has suffered physical pain, discomfort, trauma, humiliation, I can see that, embarrassment, I can see that, emotional distress, I can see that, sleeplessness, I can see that, because your friends are busting your gut. So charges of resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, and failure to disperse against Tornetta were dropped after he completed an accelerated misdemeanor program, 12 hours of community service, and paid $222 in court fees. So the Eagles and the city and the state police aren't going to comment on this. right? It's interesting because that NFC Championship game, that was a wipeout, right? 38-7 over the Vikings. And then they get into the Super Bowl, and we know the rest is history. They beat the Patriots 41-33. I just like saying that. They beat the Patriots 41-33. Sorry for all my friends in New England. So bummer, 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 right? This fan, of course he's humiliated. You know that they're just cracking him with jokes constantly all the time because of the notoriety that he received for being smashed, frankly. I mean, being obnoxious, smashed, going after the cop, come on. You know, clearly the pictures show it. You can see it. You can see it big time. Let's talk a little baseball for a second. If I was in the man cave with you, we probably would talk a little baseball. And the baseball, I think, interesting stories include the fact that Clayton Kershaw is having an MRI after his back was a little bit tight when he came back in his return. I mean, he is a superstar pitcher. He's so fun to watch. He's been out since the beginning of May, where he threw 62 pitches now, gave up, you know, over five innings in a 2-1 loss to the Phillies. He gave up four hits and a run, walked one and struck out five. He said it was frustrating. You feel like you're out of the woods feeling good, then this creeps up on you. I'm frustrated I can't contribute to the team. The Dodgers are 2-6 in Kershaw's eight starts this season. You know what 2017 was like for this guy? Of course, they went to the World Series, and he was... They went 23-4 in his starts in 2017. So, yeah, it's just, you know, getting back. He is an incredible pitcher. He's earning $30.4 million. How much is that a pitch? This year in the fifth season of a $215 million seven-year contract. But he can opt out after the season and become a free agent. It's going to be interesting to see if that happens. Will he opt out or not? Will he opt out or not? I got a couple of emails from you about Invade the Man Cave, and I mentioned this before, but I'll say it again. Invade the Man Cave is just chock full of really cool sports facts. You know I'm a junkie for information, so I call myself a content humorator because it's all about relevant and valuable information and sharing it on social platforms and media platforms all over the place, like the one you're listening to me on right now, this great show, America Tonight. So Invade the Man Cave, a.k.a. Level the Playing Field, because I have a book called Level the Playing Field, guys, if you want it just for you. But if you want to give it to your woman, Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Don't Share, go to invadethemancave.com and fill out my form. We don't do anything with your information. It's just your name and your email, and then plug in your address, and we'll send you an autographed copy of that book, which is all about fascinating, some little unknown sports facts, but specifically great information about sports that won't bore you to tears, and you can read it in segments. So obviously the big four, meaning Major League Baseball, NBA, of course NFL, and hockey, but everything else in between too, like golf, the Masters. Why do we care about the Masters? And who are the face painters? Do you know what face painters are? They are the crazy rabid fans that range in age from 17 to 70. There's no age discrimination when it comes to the hardcore alums. I understand that. I've been in the middle of some of those college football crowds in their wild. So go to invadethemancave.com. Shoot me the, you know, the information that's on the form. It's just a couple of quick things, and I will send you an autographed copy of my book, Invade the Man Cave or Level the Playing Field. Movies next.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9-11. Through 9-11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's so time to go to the movies. You know, it's interesting when I look at the movies. I just went to go see the Avenger movie with my nephew, and the ending of that thing. Boy, if you've got anyone in your family who's interested in any of the comic characters, comic book characters, and you know what I'm talking about, the Marvel heroes, etc. Even there's some DC peeps in it. I'm not going to give away the movie because I hate spoilers, so spoiler alert. But the ending really threw me for a loop. Luckily, nobody spoiled it for me, so I was quite happy about that. If you're a Star Wars fan and you just can't get your fill of Star Wars, there is, of course, a new version of that out. When I say new version, it's the Han Solo kind of thing. And when I say Star Wars, what do you think? I love the joke. I'm laughing because I love the joke by Patton Oswalt, who said, "Why'd you ruin it for us?" Couldn't he said he would go back in time and he would go after George Lucas and tell him not to ruin Star Wars by making all these prequels. Well, this one is Solo, a Star Wars story, and it's young Han Solo and his gang of smugglers coming up with a plan to steal coaxium from a planet, and they need a fast ship. Sounds familiar, huh? I'm thinking the Millennium Falcon. What are you thinking? Anyway, here is a slice of this new movie.
we're off to something. Is it revenge? Money? Or is it something else? You look good. A little rough around the edges, but good.
Heard about a job. Big shot gangster putting together crew.
I'm a driver. And I'm a flyer. I waited a long time for a shot like this.
What do you think? Well, what do you know?
You got a line on a ship?
Yeah, I know a guy. He's the best smuggler around.
I heard a story about you. I was wondering if it's true.
Everything you've heard about me is true.
L3!
Let's go with a mean man's face.
Hey, with these guns.
If you come with us, you're in this life for good.
Might want to buckle up, baby.
Give you some advice. Soon everyone will betray you, and you will never be disappointed.
I got a really good feeling about this.
Since when do you know how to fly?
190 years old?
You look great. Bust it.
Alright, so it sounds like it could be interesting if you're a Star Wars fan, for sure. They're going to have to make up that budget. $250 million was spent making this thing. Donald Glover's in it. I love Donald Glover. I think he's super talented. Woody Harrelson is also in this movie. There's a lot of... on and on. But, you know, you would recognize the people. But it was kind of a disappointment as it opened just a few days ago, a little bit earlier, not to some giant big splash. You know, normally it would have been huge, but not this time. And I think part of that is because some of the other movies that are out that are too good, like Deadpool with its super sarcasm and off-the-cuff humor of Ryan Reynolds. And then, of course, the Avengers movie is still attracting people as well. Maybe it's taking a little bit of bite out of that. All right, we move from Star Wars to a movie called Adrift, and here's that.
Come sail with me.
Should we be worried?
Get below!
So why is that Haiti? What brought you here?
I want to chase adventures.
Hello, who's this guy?
She has a way like a gold.
What's it like feeling out there all alone?
You're either sleep deprived or seasick, and after a few days, there's hallucinations.
Why do you do it?
It's a feeling I can't describe. It's the hue and the infinite horizon.
How would you manage to sail to this end of the California verse? What do you think?
I think 1,000 miles is insane.
I'm not going anywhere without you. Come sail with me.
Bon voyage, lovers!
Hurricane Raymond has taken an unexpected turn and has been upgraded to a Category 5.
We need to make sure everything's secure.
Don't worry.
Richard!
That's like a 1,500 square mile search area.
Including the blue haystack.
Is anybody there?
My ribs are broken. My legs shattered. I'm dead weight.
You've been sent to Hawaii.
It's like a 2,000 mile shot at a moving target. If you miss Hawaii...
If you miss Hawaii, we die. I can't do this.
You can do anything you put your mind to. Sailed halfway around the world to find you.
I'm not letting you go.
What's cool about Adrift is it's a true story, and it's about a couple. They get find themselves in the middle of this hurricane, and it's supposed to be an adventure of a lifetime, and instead they have to help save each other. And I don't know, do they save each other or not? And we're going to end with this one. It's called Upgrade.
It's the thing. Poor guy's murdered my wife. I could find this man. I'd do it.
What if I told you I could offer you something that would enable you to walk again? I call it STEM, a computer chip that has the potential to change everything. It's a new, better brain.
I am STEM, the system operating your body for you.
Can anybody else hear you?
No, only you. May I point something out? In the drone surveillance footage, Sir Bradner, Marine Corps, address 414 Citrus, Newground. You'll need a plan.
I got this.
This doesn't seem like a well thought out plan.
I need your permission to operate independently.
Permission granted!
Thank you.
So you kind of get that, I think. You know, you go from Adrift to something completely different. It's Upgrade. But again, both fighting for their lives, so to speak. I think all of those movies that you just heard, you could wait till they stream. Go to one of the other movies that are out there. That's my two cents. Thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.